So firstly, what is a Tenebrae service?
The Tenebrae service has its roots back in the Christian church over 1,000 years. It's something that's celebrated in many different Christian denominations. And technically, what it is the fusion of two of the liturgy of the hours. It's Matins and Lauds. Those are two of the ancient monastic services. From the first, Matins is celebrated really in the middle of the night, and Lauds, the first service of the morning. So there are two services combined, and they're a sequence of readings and psalms. And the word Tenebrae originates from the Latin meaning darkness or shadows. And this is something particularly to the last 3 days of Holy Week, anticipating Easter. It's the darkness surrounding the Good Friday, the crucifixion and the death of Christ, and then the glimmer of hope, that light that symbolizes the resurrection and Christ's resurrection at Easter.
Over 1,000 years is just absolutely extraordinary. What were the actual origins of this? Do we know what the origins were?
Well, the origins were a fusion of those liturgy of the hours, two different services. They came together in a period in the church from Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, which really is incredibly rich in the history of Christ and those that follow his teachings. And so really the service is there to represent this very, interesting, awkward, difficult time in the church's calendar when we mark the death of Christ and we're waiting, we're anticipating the resurrection at Easter.
How is it actually performed? I mean, who are the performers of this service?
Well, at St. James, we have a professional choir, the Choir of St. James. We are anything between 10 and 14 singers, and we're a choir that sings many times a week. We sing services at St. James. We also have a big program of concerts, touring, recordings, and so on. And it is the choir. The services in Holy Week are typically unaccompanied with the organ. They're not with the organ. So it's the choir that sings these. And the Tenebrae service, as I said, is made up of a sequence of psalms, usually sung to plain chant, and then polyphonic settings, that is, settings sung by the choir of the readings, which typically are the readings taken from the Bible, the Lamentations of Jeremiah.
So clearly, your choir there at St. James, plenty of experience behind them themselves. They know what they're doing. But how much preparation goes into the Tenebrae itself?
Well, we do a lot of rehearsal, obviously. You know, a lot of the music we do is known to the singers, but it's accumulation of actually, rehearsing and performing over many years. That the actual music we sing in Tenebrae, the plain song, that's something we can put together quite easily. But then there's the settings that the choir does, the polyphonic settings, music by typically Renaissance composers like Victoria. This is something that we would rehearse during this week and then perform on Friday evening.
And how common is the Tenebrae actually performed in other churches?
Well, it's actually very popular. I mean, it is performed in different Christian denominations in different ways. Sometimes without a choir. Not everyone is as fortunate to have the resources of a good choir. So it is kind of well known in Christian churches. But what I would say is the most beautiful and atmospheric service. It starts off in the light, and then gradually candles are extinguished, and it becomes darker. So it's a very, very atmospheric service. And it's the sort of church service that you don't need to go as a believer. You don't need to go and feel that you have to participate. You can sit at the back and just submerge yourself in beautiful music. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual experience, really. And I think the message, as I said, whether you're a believer or not, is kind of hope and light out of darkness. And that's a message I think everyone can relate to in some way or another.
That is a beautiful message. Warren, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you.